Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome to another Wednesday and another edition of Hazel Runs Her Mouth. We shall be back to continue with our grandness and our wonder after this brief song.
How long has this been going on? You've been
Hey everyone, as I say, welcome to Wednesday. It is 6:03 Central Time and welcome to another edition of Hazel Runs Her Mouth. Well, what can we say? Let's just think. We're all pretty much screwed and confused right now. Yeah, basically everybody is in self-quarantine right now due to the coronavirus that is going around. I had already quarantined myself due to the fact that I have compromised immune system, which is something that you get that comes part and parcel with MS. I'm currently in remission, but the doctor obviously wouldn't want me coming out of remission because then we got a whole host of problems. AJ and Mike, you know, aren't, but AJ's kind of battered down the hatches, so to speak. Mike was planning on working and had been last week until he received a phone call. What was it, Monday? Was it Monday? Monday or Tuesday, stating that his job has shut down for the time being and they will call him when they are going to open again.
Also, my doctor's when we got
Yeah, obviously he's also said his doctor's appointment got cancelled. Doctors are only taking urgent cases right now. Him having a damaged leg to me seems pretty urgent, but whatever they, you know, whichever way they want to roll it. So many other things have also been cancelled. I'm going to sneeze and people are going to think I've got a freaking virus now. And I actually do have some hand sanitizer. I can even squirt it on my hands. And here we go. See that? Bit of squirt. Won't come out.
I'm clean.
There you go. So that's basically how people are. Now, people in their infinite wisdom have decided that in order to survive the next couple of weeks, that they need 240 toilet rolls. They need every canned good that the store has to offer. Pretty much have cleaned out most grocery stores, and to the point where there's actually been fights going on. And what makes it even worse is that these people are also forgetting that by doing this panic buy that they have done, they've probably got themselves in contact with somebody who has the virus. Instead of being smart and everything, you know, they're just going batshit crazy. And I mean batshit crazy. You've got people actually fighting elderly people for toilet paper. Now, I'm telling you now, my mum may be in England, but someone so much as fights her for a toilet roll, I will jump on a plane, which would be impossible because they've actually banned international flights to Europe. I will swim to England and I will bitch slap the hell out of anyone who dares put their hands on my parents. The difference, I suppose, one thing is that even though my parents fall in the category of being old people because they're in their 60s and everything, my dad is a cyclist who does 50 or 60 mile bike rides. My mom is still working full time and very healthy. But even still, you know, this is such bullshit. And people need to remember, you know, if you're going to the store and you see toilet paper, think of other people. I mean, unless you know somebody who is elderly, then pick up something for them, get it to them and everything. But you don't need 240 freaking rolls of it. People are stockpiling also diapers and baby wipes and baby formula. I even saw somebody selling baby formula on a marketplace for, I think it was like $30 a can for a can that's actually, I think you said it was only like 15 normally. But let's see what we can find on marketplace. Well, I understand in regards to diapers and everything, but to me, you still don't need to buy like 20 cases of it. And you've got to remember there's people on WIC who, you know, rely on WIC to get their baby formula and that. And if people are out there buying 50 cans of it, yes, you can apparently go to your pharmacist and ask them to get it for you and they'll hold it. But even still, you know, let me have a look and see. We're going to type in toilet paper for sale. There are no results within 40 miles. That's actually pretty good. What is really funny... Oh, I think my show's just hung up on itself. Nope. Oh, there we go. What's actually really funny is I've got to read this ad that I have just seen. This is absolutely great. 1994 Ford F-250 long bed. $1,200. Are you ready for the description? This is what somebody has put, description. I'm currently selling a 4-pack of toilet roll for $1,200 and we'll throw in this truck to sweeten the pot. So if you want a pack of 8 toilet rolls, this person is selling it for $1,200 and you'll get a free truck. That is just hilarious. That is a really good one. I'm trying to see what other, if people have got any other. You know, right? I mean, if I had $1,200, I'd be there. Let's see. What's the other thing? Baby formula. Okay, see, now this isn't too bad. Somebody is selling Nature Balance. They said that their kid doesn't no longer drinks it for $15 a can. So those type of things to me are okay. Yeah. But there was a lot of price gouging. I think I'm going to have a look at eBay. Let's see what, because eBay was one of the ones that actually stopped people from, were trying to anyway, stop people from doing this price gouging. So let's see. Toilet paper. Are we ready? Well, this isn't too bad. 12 rolls of toilet bulk buy, $12.11. That's about right. I haven't got the money, or I would. There's actually 4 rolls of Donald Trump toilet paper for $11.95, so you can wipe your ass on his face. Somebody's doing a brilliant T-shirt. You remember the Straight Outta Compton? They've got one, and it says Straight Outta Toilet Paper. That is pretty awesome. Yeah, people have stopped actually price gouging, so that's not, you know, too bad of a thing. Oh, never mind. The bathroom tissue that you buy at the dollar store for $1, someone's selling it for $17.99. Absolutely ridiculous. I don't even know what to say in regards to that. Because, yeah. Let's see about hand sanitizer. That's another one that people are going absolutely batshit crazy over. Let's have a look. Hand sanitizer. Here we go. People are selling the cases that you can put them in to hang them on your bag. And the people are selling Elmo pocket tissue. This is the stuff you get in the dollar store, the individual packs, for $8. Oh, see, that's not too bad. $4.29 for a big bottle of hand sanitizer with free shipping. That really isn't that bad at all. Just seeing if they've got any. Yeah, they've got a couple. But, I mean, people, at one point, there was a guy who, when they first had the first case of, confirmed case of coronavirus in the U.S., him and his brother drove around the 3 states in his area and bought 17,000 bottles of hand sanitizer and other toilet paper products and everything, and were price gouging on Amazon and eBay. Well, eBay and Amazon shut down people from doing that. You can sell it, don't get me wrong. You can actually sell it, but it has to be within their price guidelines. And these brothers didn't want to do that. Well, some people worked out using their photos, and a lot of photos that, I don't know if people are aware, a lot of photos that are posted online, are geotagged, which basically means that the map coordinates of where you were at the time when you posted it goes online as well. So what some people did was, some people on Twitter went through, found out the location, informed the Attorney General. The Attorney General showed up with people, agents from the Trade Commission, who actually, because these particular states had declared emergency, you can't price gouge, and then went there and removed all of the items, donated them to food pantries, local doctors' offices, nursing homes, everywhere that it was actually needed, these items ended up at. Including homeless shelters and the such like, which to me was absolutely brilliant. Really, really brilliant. Now, we're speaking about like homeless people and everything. There is an ordinance that has gone around most states in the U.S. right now that says that you cannot have groups more than 10 people at a time. Now, a lot of people are asking what's happening in regards to homeless shelters. Homeless shelters so far in Wisconsin have not shut down. They're just asking people to, you know, follow proper practices in regards to, you know, washing hands, using hand sanitizer and the such like. Now, those of you who don't know, Mike actually lived in a homeless shelter for many years, so I actually have a few questions for him. Approximately how many beds are in there, the one that you stayed in that section?
I don't really know. I never really counted them.
But would you...
Would
you say there was more than 10?
Yeah, more than
10. Okay. But there are some other states that have actually shut down homeless shelters. And I don't know if that is a blessing or a curse in, you know, some cases. Because, you know, obviously being around people heightens your set chance of getting it. But being out away from them, you know, you're out in the fresh air, etc. So there's a lot of ups and downs in regards to that. And, you know, hopefully, you know, these people stay safe as well, you know. It's one of those things that we've never really experienced in our lifetime, you know. We've never had the chance, had a virus attack the country and the world so damn quick without much of a hope of, medications available and vaccinations and the such like. But part of the problem is, and it's going to move on to a whole politics thing, when it first came out and appeared, Donald Trump went around saying some of the most stupidest comments. I'm going to bring them up because you can't make this shit up. Let me find it. Trump's comments about coronavirus. Okay. So this is what he basically has said. It started on January 22nd. And he said in a television interview, the first American case had been announced the day before, and Trump was asked, are there worries about a pandemic? He said, no, not at all. We have it totally under control. It's one person coming in for China and we have it under control. It's going to be fine. But, however, by this point, you know, seriousness, it was becoming clearer. It spread to China and four other countries. China was starting to take drastic measures and was on the verge of closing off our entire city. In the weeks that followed, Trump faced a series of choices. He could have taken aggressive measures to slow down the spread. He could have insisted that U.S. ramp up efforts to produce test kits. He could have emphasized the risks the virus presented, urged Americans to take precaution, etc. So then he did none of this. So this is some of his, you know, comments. In late January, he said, he was dismissing the risks on CNBC, who ran with a guy named Tom Frieden, who ran the Center for Disease Control, who warned us that this spread we would need to learn about it because it would spread fast. Trump wrote in, it says here then, and one such warning from prominent experts in late January, many focused on the need to expand the capacity to test. Act now to prevent American epidemic, someone wrote. If public health authorities don't interpret the spread soon, and the virus could infect thousands more around the globe, disrupt air travel, overwhelm healthcare systems, and worst of all, claim more lives. The good news is there is still an opening to prevent a grim outcome, but authorities can't act quickly without a test that can diagnose the condition. Trump, however, repeatedly told Americans there was no reason to worry. On January 24th, he tweeted, it will all work out well. January 28th, he retweeted a headline from One American News saying Johnson & Johnson to create coronavirus vaccine, and then said, we have it well under control. We have very little problem in this country at the moment. Five people, and those five people are recuperating successfully. On the same day, World Health Organization declared coronavirus to be a public health emergency of international concern. there'd been 7,818 confirmed cases around the world, which may not seem a lot, but those are the ones that people have got to the doctors about. A lot of people were self-quarantining themselves at that time. January 31st, Trump took his only aggressive action on the virus. He barred most foreigners who'd recently visited China from entering the U.S. And it was only a modest move, not the sweeping solution. It didn't apply to Americans who'd been traveling in China. And while it generated some criticism, it wasn't nearly as unpopular as Trump had suggested. 2 days after announcing the policy, Trump went on the news and exaggerated impact with Sean Hannity. Coronavirus, Hannity said, how concerned of you? Trump's reply, well, we pretty much shut it down coming in from China. We have tremendous relationship with China, which is a positive thing. Getting along with China, getting along with Russia, getting along with these countries. By the time the interview concluded, there had been the cases had surged to 14,000, a near doubling over 3 days. In February, he said, let me see. Trying to find it. He spent February telling people that America's the problem was going away. On February 10th, he said, looks like by April, you know, in theory, when it gets a little warmer, it will miraculously go away. He told a Phoenix television station, I think numbers are going to get progressively better as we go along. Very much under control. We've had 12 at one point, and now they've gotten better. We're all fully recovered. On February 23rd, 78,811 confirmed cases, and the virus was already spread to 30 countries. Late February, he was criticized, CNN and MSNBC, for panicking markets. He said at South Carolina rally that the Democratic policy of open borders had brought the virus into the country. He lashed out at do-nothing Democratic comrades, crying Chuck Schumer, mocking Schumer for arguing that Trump should have been more aggressive. He also blamed the Obama administration for not producing the kits for this test, when the virus wasn't even around during Obama's administration. February 26th, he said, we're going down, not up. We are subsequently going down, not up. It's going to disappear. Like a miracle, it'll disappear. He said the vaccine would be available very quickly and very rapidly. Early March, he said, I'm trying to find it. He said, he suggested on multiple occasions that the virus was less serious than the flu. We're talking about a much smaller range of deaths than that from the flu. It's very mild. I'm not concerned at all. It will just go away. Then mid-March up to now, he has now said it's serious. So, you know, he went on from, you know, telling everybody that it was a Democrat thing and it wasn't serious and everything to now there's an issue. And that's part of what the whole problem is that, you know, we had in place, if we had taken it seriously from the beginning, to stop traveling to the country, stop these things from happening. Anybody who was a U.S. citizen who was out of the country could have been quarantined somewhere for a couple of weeks, you know. But obviously Trump knows better. He's the CDC, isn't he? So anyway, we're going to play another song and then we'll be back with something else.
Mm-hmm.
And we are back. So, going back to the whole coronavirus, the schools have all now shut down indefinitely. Restaurants have shut down, but you can order for pickup or drive-through or delivery. Most businesses are now closed. If you need anything, you can order online. Only a few places that are actually open right now are grocery stores, and they're limiting hours. With that being said, there's got to be a huge thanks has got to be said to all of those in the medical profession who are keeping things running, to our truckers, to our farmers, to our grocery store workers and those in retail who, you know, are doing their best to keep everything running and that lot. So, you know, hopefully by the end of Easter, things may actually start getting back to some sort of normalcy, but we will see. Now, with that being said, a certain person in our household who would like to remain nameless is a huge Power Rangers fan. Recently bought the game. What was the name of the game? Him and AJ were taking turns backwards and forwards, you know, with different levels and everything. And there was one level that was just completely...
The final battle with Lord Draken.
Yeah, between him and AJ, they go backwards and forwards trying to defeat this guy. AJ, at 1 o'clock in the morning, I am not joking, came into the bedroom, woke me up, he's going, Hazel. I beat him.
After over an hour of trying.
How long you had been on, and you guys started that level at about 11 o'clock, and you had tried for a good, it was a while.
He started the level because I was playing it for a while, and then I let him take over. But then we got to the final level with Lord Draken, and he just kept going.
But it was just hilarious. Now, what you did find out is that how many characters are you supposed to be able to have on there?
It's supposed to be up to 60 characters.
How many have you got at the moment?
Whatever ones that are on there at this point in time. I really don't know how many actually is, because I never really counted.
But they're still waiting on being able to get, you know, some more of the characters. And the same goes with WWE game that came out. AJ and Mike both have it. They've played it, and AJ actually bought some of the characters from the online store, but don't you still have to have the coins to unlock them on the game?
That's what I found out. I don't know if they're automatically unlocked once you buy them, or if you still have to rack up enough coins on the game to unlock them even once you have them downloaded.
And speaking of wrestling, that brings us to another topic that has gone on because of this lockdown. As they're saying, any gatherings over a certain amount of people have been banned. So WWE is still doing their live shows for Monday Night Raw and SmackDown and NXT and stuff, but they haven't had a crowd. Don't you agree that was the weirdest thing watching on Monday?
Especially when Edge came out.
Yeah.
He hyping up the crowd, and when he turned around, realized there wasn't nobody
there. Yeah. He went to high-five someone in the crowd, and there was no one there to high-five. And it was just bizarre because you also had The Undertaker come out, and we're used to everybody going nuts, absolutely batshit crazy over The Undertaker, and there was nobody there. And for an hour of the show, they actually showed the Royal Rumble match, the actual Rumble itself. And that was kind of, I know they were saying, oh, well, we're going to watch this because it'll show you, you know, what is going to be happening and who's facing who and all this lot. But it was just so bizarre. And now word has come out that WrestleMania itself is going to be held at the Performance Center. See, this would be just my luck. I could guarantee the year that I'd actually get tickets for myself to go, some shit like this would happen. Just so I couldn't go. But what are your thoughts in regards to what they're doing with WrestleMania? Do you think they should have just postponed it for another time? Or what's your thoughts?
They couldn't postpone it. It's their as hell there with the virus going around. It's amazing that they have. Well, of course, it happened at the Performance Center, but it won't be the same because there won't be no crowd. So I don't know what they're going to do with the people that already bought tickets for it.
Well, rumor has it that they've been told they can actually have their money refunded, or they can trade it in towards tickets for another show like SummerSlam or something like that. Yeah. All live events have, you know, been canceled as well. They're supposed to, WWE Live was supposed to be in Milwaukee on March 28th. Obviously, that's not happening now. As I say, it's just a totally, totally bizarre situation. It really is. It's like nothing that I've ever experienced in my life. I'm going to be 46 this year, and I honestly have never, you know, dealt with anything like this. And I understand the, you know, the reasoning behind it. I really do. But it also seems, you know, I've come from a generation where when things went around like measles and what's it called? Chicken pox and stuff like that. I'm part of the generation whose parents would be like, you need to go and play with so-and-so because they've got it and you need to build up your immune system. So, yeah, that would be my family. My mom would be sending me off to play with friends and stuff who had it. But I think some of the problem, in my opinion, is that a lot of these things have become become antibiotic resistant. And with viruses, you can't use antibiotics anyway. But all those things make matters so much worse because, you know, you can't deal with them. But anywho, I think we'll play another song. Let me find one. Here we go.
Be starting. Don't even